Adam Lucero was stabbed in the throat, arms, and chest by a stranger in a movie theater. He survived, but was living off tubes. If you unplugged them, you unplugged his life. Now, he was grateful to be alive, but his body was decaying to the point where his legs would not work. His muscles evaporated, and his cognitive function was compared to a third grader. You do not want to miss his story on Never Ever Give Up Hope today.
Have you ever felt like giving up, quitting, throwing in the towel? Welcome to Never Ever Give Up Hope featuring Carol Graham. She's an author, health coach, and motivational speaker. Backed into a corner multiple times in her life, Carol shares with you stories on how she overcame some of the toughest obstacles a person can go through in life, but refused to give up hope. Rather than admit defeat, an opportunity was presented, and it involves each and every one of you. Carol will feature spectacular guests who will share their messages of hope, encouragement, and their inspiration to prove why life's adversities only make you stronger. And now, welcoming the host of the show, here's Carol Graham.
Adam Lucero wants to share with us today, and he does not want you to miss this incredible inspiration that he is going to share with you today, that no matter what debilitating circumstance you are in, there is hope. Hope to turn it around and enjoy a life of abundance, freedom, and success. Welcome, Adam.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on here.
We're excited to hear your story. So let's go right into it. Tell us the background, you know, and whatever you can share with the audience. Thank you.
Yeah. Basically, I had just graduated Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and I accepted a sales job in Northern California. And 2 weeks before the job started, super last minute, I'm looking for housing. So I'm staying at my aunt's place, and she tells me, Adam, you have to be out of the house for 8 hours on Wednesday. So I know one person in the area. I go and hang out with him for 4 hours, and then he tells me he has to go. So at this point, I'm like, okay, well, I got 4 hours to kill. I decide to go watch a movie by myself. Now, movie starts off slow, 5 minutes passes, but then around 10 minutes in, all of a sudden, I feel hard hit to my throat. And my initial reaction was like, whoa, this guy hit me hard. So I stood up and I was like, dude, what the hell? Then I felt another punch to my arm and chest. So I turn around and I push him. And as I push him, I feel a cut on my wrist and ear. And instantly it dawned on me, this guy didn't punch me. He stabbed me. So I started yelling, I've been stabbed. I've been stabbed. The lights turn on. The person who stabbed me starts running. And I'm gushing out blood rapidly. Because he had one of those chef knives, the ones that get bigger, closer to the handle. And it went halfway through my throat, punctured my lung, and went deep in my arm. So I take off my shirt, I wrap it around my neck, and I start holding the blood in. Then these two older women come running up, and they're like, what should we do? And I tell them, just put pressure on my neck. So they start doing that. Then I hear someone say, should we call 911? And then I lose it, and I scream back to him, yeah, you should call 911. If you don't call them in this situation, when would you? And the paramedics come 5 or 10 minutes later, and they start asking me all these questions. What's your name? What year is it? And I get it. They have their reasons. They want to make sure I'm conscious, staying with them. But in the moment, I'm just like, can you guys get to know me later? How about you save my life right now? I'm just have this like anger. Like everyone's asking me all these questions. Should we call 911? What's your name? I'm like, oh my God, guys, like focusing on the wrong things. Keep me alive here. And so they're like, all right, let's get him up on the stretcher. So they pin me up on that stretcher and I feel all my wounds worse than the initial stabbing because I don't have the adrenaline in me anymore.
Right.
And now they're like, let's get him down to the ambulance. And so they have one person on the front right of the stretcher, one on the front left, one back right, one back left, and one person holding me down. Now I was in like the fourth row from the back. And that means when the person in the in the front right of the stretcher, he stepped over a row of chairs to get me down. I felt all my wounds worse than the initial stabbing. Then the front left guy would go, and I felt all my wounds worse than the initial stabbing. So for every row of chairs there was, which there was a lot, I felt like I got stabbed in all those places, and it was excruciating. Like, I remember looking at the ceiling, trying not to scream my guts out. And so we finally get down to the ambulance, and I start thinking, okay, the paramedics got me. I can start to relax. They know what they're doing. And as soon as I get that thought, I feel a cold rush through my entire body, and it dawned on me. I could die. Like, I lost a lot of blood here. And I see the paramedics come over with what looks like an oxygen mask, and I remember thinking, do not fall asleep. You're not supposed to fall asleep in this situation. They put that mask over my face. I knock out within like 5 seconds. I wake up 7 days later from an induced coma, and I'm just broken physically, mentally. Like, first of all, I remember I couldn't even speak. I had to write everything down. And actually, the first thing I wrote down is, do I at least get a refund on my movie ticket? So at least I was in somewhat good humor. But besides that, like, I couldn't think clearly. And yeah, part of it was because I had these hardcore drugs that knocked me into a coma. But even after I got out of the hospital, like, I just could not process basic information. You could have asked me, like, what's 11 times 11? I'll give you $5,000. Like, I wouldn't be able to do simple math. I couldn't think clearly. It really just felt like I was stupid. And besides that, my energy was just completely depleted. So first of all, I couldn't even walk. For like, my legs forgot how to work after being in that coma for 7 days. And when I finally did regain the ability to walk again, like, going to use the bathroom, it felt like running a marathon. It wasn't like, oh, I got to use the bathroom. It was like, shoot, I got to get up and use the bathroom. Like, this sucks.
Right, right. Huh.
And so it sucked. I was just really left in this state where I was wondering, can I still accomplish my goals in life? Or am I destined for mediocrity where my potential rots away with my ambitions? And it was really in this moment where I said, you know what? What happened to me sucked, but I can't go back in time and change it. All I can do right now is choose how I'm going to move forward. And it was in this moment that I decided I'm going to do whatever it takes to build myself up again. I started learning the secrets of evolution, biology, and psychology that would make me become a high-performing beast, that would make me become more motivated every day, that would boost my energy levels to that of a kid on a playground, to think as clearly as the guy in Limitless. And day by day, week by week, and month by month, I started getting stronger. I started getting faster, and I started becoming happier. And within 9 months, I ran a 459 mile. I was putting up great weight in the gym. I was just in a great place physically and mentally. Fast forward 6 more years, and I now help men become the man they have the potential to be and conquer life.
We'll talk about a movie in a nutshell. My word. Okay, I got some questions. First of all, how long were you in the hospital?
So it was the ICU for 11 days, and I think at the hospital for 3 days, somewhere around there.
That's it? Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not affect your voice, right?
I don't think so. Like, so my tongue had nerve damage, and I couldn't speak and pronounce a certain word. So first of all, I couldn't speak, obviously, when I was hooked up to tubes. But even after that, like, some words I literally could not pronounce because my tongue wouldn't go to the right side of my mouth. It wouldn't go in certain directions. And so I remember, like, even when I was ordering food and stuff after I got out of the hospital, like, whenever I would go to pick up my orders, I'd be like, oh, order for Adam. They're like, we have an order for Alan? Like, just because I literally couldn't even say my own name.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And did they ever figure out the motivation of the guy, or did they find him?
Yeah, so the cops are actually looking for him when he attacked me, because 2 days prior, he stabbed a homeless man 50 times while he was sleeping on the sidewalk. And so basically, this guy that had attacked us, he was schizophrenic and in his own world. And I actually have no hard feelings for him, because what happened was he had to work with psychologists and other experts to regain consciousness, because obviously there's like this court hearing. And when he regained consciousness and he found out what he did, he pled guilty. So it just goes to show, like, he's not really a bad person, but he was just battling his own demons. Like, who's to say if I was homeless like If I was homeless like him, had bad water, had bad food, I wouldn't be in the same situation as him. So, like, to me, like, I don't think he's a bad person. I hope that, like, eventually he'll be able to have, like, a decent life because, again, it shows his intention was never really that bad. I mean, obviously his intention in that moment was bad, but when he regained consciousness, he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll do what I can to, like, make the situation better, right?
Well, that's an incredible attitude, and attitude really gets you through. And that's one of the things you want to share with us today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's back up once more regarding at what point, if any, did you want to quit and just give up and die?
Yeah, so I would say had that for a little bit when I first came out of the coma. And don't get me wrong, like, I felt like it kind of came in waves, you know, like that joke I wrote down, do I at least get a refund on my movie ticket, kind of shows like the mental state I had in that moment. But then like there would be times like I would get really freaking dark. Like I remember I had friends visiting me and they drove up all this way and you know, there's probably like a 8-hour drive, maybe a little bit longer, somewhere in that territory. And when they were like an hour out, almost at the hospital, I was like, I just didn't want to hang out with them or spend time with them. I was like in a terrible mental space, just needed to be by myself. And so it kind of came in waves. So it wasn't like a set moment, but really all of that kind of vanished when I sat there, realized my legs didn't work and told myself I have 1 year to get better. That's when I made the switch mentally where I was like, I'm just going to do whatever it takes. And once I had that mental frame switch where I was like, it sucked. It happened. I just totally accepted my reality and I committed to what I wanted. The negativity kind of vanished. And so that's really when it permanently switched for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do whatever I can at this point.
So you had a goal even in your state. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You set a goal for yourself to get better. Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, again, that really just happened when I discovered my legs didn't work. And that just set like a rage inside of me because I used to be a Division I track athlete. Now my legs didn't work. And so that like really just got me like heated with myself, I guess, and with where I was at.
So that is literally going from the victim mode to the victor mode.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely some victim mentality in there for a while. But once I just took responsibility for what I wanted and everything that happened in my life, like, you know, that's when you gain the power to actually change your life.
We're going to take a very short 15-second break. And when we come back, we want you to continue your story and relate it to how this can help others, what you learned, and also the program that you are offering to our listeners. We'll be right back.
Carol Graham would like to show you the path from misery to miraculous triumph in her fast-paced memoir, Battered Hope. She relates her determination to succeed as someone who experienced one horrendous nightmare after another. Gang raped and left for dead, loss of a child, husband falsely imprisoned, and cancer. Nothing could break her tenacity or faith. No matter what you face, heartache, loss, suffering, or injustice, Carol will illustrate how she became a victor the same way you can. The secret is to never, ever give up hope. Order your copy at Amazon or batteredhope.blogspot.com.
Adam Lucero is sharing his story today, and I think all of you are probably at the edge of your seat as you were listening to this. Could happen to anybody. Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It could happen to anybody. And I think we have listeners that have had circumstances that things happen for no reason. They just happened. And what we do with those things is what makes a difference as we go forward in our life, whether we get bitter and angry, or as Adam shared, he tried to understand the man who stabbed him and not allow that to make him bitter or angry. I think there's a huge message in there, Adam, and I sincerely appreciate you sharing that part of it, because attitude is, there's, what's a bigger word than huge, you know, as far as our future goes. So we want to continue now. Please share, first of all, how your thinking changed, which you shared a little bit of, how your thinking changed and how you wanted to turn not just this experience, but what you are learning in life into helping other people.
So yeah, I think the first thing that would kind of help a lot of people listening to kind of what you're talking about, where they're facing their own challenges, circumstances, things are unfair. And so a lot of people get stuck in this victim mentality where they're like, oh, this, of course this happened to me. This sucks. Now I can't achieve my goals. And it's like, I had those thoughts too. But at a certain point, you just have to realize like those train of thoughts aren't helping you overcome the issue at hand. It's just helping you stay stuck in this place where you're not happy with the man you are in the life you're living. And so even if it is true, it's not helping you. So you have to relinquish that line of thinking and be responsible for everything in your life. And so when I say be responsible, like, I hate using that term because it's so overused to the point where people are like, oh, yeah, I know, you got to take absolute responsibility for your life. But it's like, there's understanding that concept and actually embodying it to the utmost level. And so the way that I often say is like, look, it was my fault that I got stabbed at that movie theater. And when I say that, everyone goes, what are you talking about? How would you know a guy came up behind you? That doesn't make sense. And I'm like, it doesn't matter if it makes freaking sense. What matters is I'm having the thought process that helps me become empowered. Like, I could have sat in the back row so no one could have snuck up on me. And so it has to be every area of your life. If you stepped in a puddle, like, it's your fault. It's not the fault. It's not the rain's fault that it rained that day. It's like, it's your fault for not looking at where you were stepping, you know? And so that's the biggest thing that I see that a lot of people need help with, is that they have this victim mentality. But the thing is, like, once you start taking absolute responsibility for everything in your life, you gain the power to actually change your circumstances, to overcome it and get the results you want. And so that's like one of the most important aspects of like really changing your thought process. And so the process that I do, because again, it's easier said than done to take 100% responsibility. Sometimes you don't catch yourself in this victim mentality. So one of the core things that I do with my students and myself is at the end of every single day, I ask myself, where in my day did I feel weak and powerless? Where in my day did I not set out what I accomplished to? Why did that happen? What could I have done differently to get a different result in that situation? And by reflecting on your day every single day for months on end, you start realizing how often you were being a victim in your day. And now your level of awareness raises so that going forward in the next day, you can accept more responsibility, find solutions to the challenges, and ultimately live the life that you want to live.
Very well stated. So one-to-one, tell us about that.
Yeah, gotcha. So, I mean, we have different versions of our program, but typically I like working one-to-one with all my students so that they can just get easier, quicker, and better results. But really, it's broken down into like a few key concepts. And so the first is most people, they know exactly what they need to do to improve their life. They should work out, eat healthy, start working on their side hustle, their business, or whatever it may be, but they fail to consistently do it, right? And so the reason why this happens is because 95% of all the actions you take every single day are made subconsciously. This is why you've likely had times where you're driving and you zone out for 5 or 10 minutes. All of a sudden, you just magically appear at your destination with no conscious recall of how you got there.
Right, right.
Your subconscious mind took over. The other example is like, look, when you woke up this morning, you didn't think about which hand you're going to use to lift the sheets off your body or which foot you were going to land on first or where you're going to step next. It happened automatically or subconsciously. So the problem is most people consciously declare they're going to do X, Y, and Z, but their subconscious mind doesn't want them to change. Thus, they get into what I call
good
the brain
point.
Battle. Subconscious mind doesn't want you to change. Conscious mind wants you to change and improve your life, right? And so the result is you feel resistance or face these nagging internal battles that make taking action difficult or hard. Or you do make progress for a few days. You're crushing your to-do list, feeling fantastic about yourself. But then one day you feel tired, lazy, or unmotivated. So you tell yourself, oh, I've been doing a fantastic job. I deserve one day off. We all know what happens. It turns into another and another until you're back into your self-sabotaging patterns again. So really what our methodology and our step one is, we call it mind linking. It's about getting your subconscious to work with your conscious instead of fighting against each other. So that when you tell yourself tomorrow, I'm going to work out, eat healthy, put in more work to my side hustle or business, you actually do it and you feel excited to do it as well. So really, this is the only way to get yourself to a point where you consistently do the things you know you need to do. Now, once we get you to become this high performer, then we move into step two where we help you get clarity on what you want to accomplish in all areas of your life. Because if you don't know where you're going, well, you're never going to get there. It's like being a captain on a boat without a GPS, a compass, or a map. Doesn't matter how much time, energy, or effort you put in, you're not going to reach the destination you want. So once we have this clarity, and even back up on that, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger said he used this power to become the best bodybuilder of all time, famous Hollywood actor, and even governor of California. So it's like, if he used that to accomplish these amazing feats, why wouldn't you, right? So once we have this clarity, we move into step three, which we call superhuman goal sniping. Essentially, we grab your superhuman visions, reverse engineer them, break it down into daily action steps, and then we create structure in your day so that every single day you're making progress towards your goals until they inevitably become your reality. Because that's the other thing. It's like, if every action you take aligns with your end goal, it's literally impossible not to get there. It simply becomes a matter of when you get there. And so really, those are the first three steps of our system. Then step four is really just about supercharging your performance, helping you have the energy of a kid, think as clearly as the guy in Limitless, to have laser focus, because it's like the example I use is like, we all know how much more productive you are when you get a good night rest versus a terrible night's rest, right? It's night and day, the difference in your mood, your quality of life, your productivity, how you feel about yourself. And so we just do everything we possibly can to help optimize your performance in that regard. And so, yeah, that's really the superhuman CEO system.
So this process, you're working one-on-one with people. How long does it normally take? Is it individual or do you have a set time frame?
Yeah, so typically it's 30 to 90 days. And so 90 days is a little bit of overkill. Most of our clients get results in that like 30 to 45 day period, because that's like how long it takes you to get to the point where you don't fall back into your self-sabotaging patterns again. But yeah, sometimes it's a little bit quicker, sometimes it's a little bit longer. But yeah, typically about 30 to 90 days, varies from client to client based upon like what they need, how much accountability they need, how much support they need. We offer weekly one-on-one calls, daily accountability, unlimited text, voice, memo support. So we just do everything in our power to make sure our clients get what they need, whether it's the support, whether it's us working longer with them if they do need that. But typically I'd say like 30 to 45 days is like the sweet spot.
Do you have a one or two testimonials that you could share?
Yeah, got plenty of them. So one that comes to mind is Ben. So he was running an Amazon business and he was literally debating selling it because he was so overwhelmed, anxious, stressed. He just wasn't doing the things he needed to do to get the next level, like creating SOPs, hiring a team, and doing more like product market research. And so he literally, after years of building up his business, was like, okay, like I'm freaking might just sell it. Like, I'm losing all passion, excitement in this. I'm frustrated with myself, feel disappointed. And so we started working together, and within 30 days, he started sending me messages like, dude, I find myself doing things I just normally wouldn't do, going the extra mile, pushing myself without me needing to force it anymore.
Oh, excellent.
And then within like 45 days, he started making these bigger commitments that would really excel his life. Like, product market research was one of the biggest things for his business, but he hated doing it. Mm-hmm. But now we got him to a point where his two minds were linked together. So if he told himself he was going to do product market research for 4 hours every single day, he did it. And so by 60 days in, he was literally sending me messages. He's like, dude, I feel like I have a superpower because if I tell myself I'm going to do something, I know it's going to get done. And the thing is, when you have that level of power in yourself, what happens is you gain so much confidence. You have 100% confidence and certainty in yourself because you know you're going to succeed because of the person you're being. Because that's the other thing, is like, a lot of people, they always focus on changing their actions to change their life.
Right.
The actions you take are only as effective as the person you're being. So an example I use for that is like, let's say one of your goals is you want a lean, powerful, and attractive physique. So you tell yourself you're going to work out. Well, if you go to the gym and it's closed and you're being a victim, we're going to say, oh, the gym's closed, so I can't work out today, right? Victim mentality. But if you're being responsible, then you'll say, gym's closed, let me go to another gym. Let me do an at-home workout. Let me go to a park. And so again, the actions you take are only as effective as the person you're being. So when you get to this point where you're being what we call a superhuman CEO, it's like You just become bulletproof to your circumstances. You step into your power. You feel unstoppable because you know no matter what life throws at you, you will crush it. You will overcome it. And so the result in Ben is he did $1.6 million in the next 12 months after working together while working less and traveling the world. Like, he literally went to a new country every other month. And so that was one of our good case studies. I think he did probably like $2.3 million this past 12 months now too. So yeah, he was definitely like a pretty good case story there. Now,
what is just, let me interrupt you for 1 second. You said a quote that I really like. The actions you take are only, and I didn't get the rest of it.
As effective as the person you are being.
Are only as effective as the person you are being. That's excellent. Okay. All right. Continue.
Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, like, well, it's true. Most of our students, they need that 30 to 45 days. Like, we have students that literally change who they are being in an instant. And I often don't even like saying this because, like, it's not believable. I tell people that we are case studies like this, and they're like, oh, yeah, right. This guy's full of it. And so, like, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's the simple truth. Like, we had a client, Tim, and it was funny because I rarely check my Instagram messages. I'm doing a better job at it now, but like, I checked my Instagram messages and saw this guy message me like 3 weeks ago. And he's like, hey, man, I'm really interested in your services. Like, and he just kept blowing up my DMs. And I was terrible with my DMs and didn't respond. So anyways, I see his DM and I'm like, hey, man, like, what's going on? He's like, well, I feel like my productivity is like a roller coaster. He's like, I'll have a few days. I'm on top of it, hammering out my to-do list, crushing life. But then something will trigger in my brain. I'll go in this downward slope. Anxiety, stress, overwhelm, negative thoughts spiral down. And he's like, I can never have more than like a few days of high productivity in a row. The consistency is really an issue. It's destroying my confidence. It's destroying my self-worth and my quality of life. And I was like, all right, well, let's do this. And so I kid you not, he went through a few of the videos that we talk about. And again, it talks about like the ways of being. And it just resonated so deeply with him that he was like, it's the missing piece in my life. He's like, it's almost like that clip from The Matrix where Neo, when he starts seeing the code for what it is, and instantly he started embodying the man he wanted to become. And every single day for the next 30 days, he was putting in 10 to 12 hours of work, going over the top, like crushing his job, and so much that his company that he worked for asked him to apply for this promotion. And within 3 months of him and I working together, he got this promotion and was making over $45,000 a month, traveling the world and spending more time with his family. And so it's like, it's crazy because it's like literally anyone can change their life in an instant. They just have to commit to it. And so the other thing is, like, commitment is binary. You're either committed and you make things happen or you don't. There's no in between. And so it's just crazy because like you really can change your life with a single decision. Just no matter what, I'm going to step into my power and be the man I want to become until you are that man. Because the thing is, like, it only takes 30, 45 days before things become more habitual and you just are that person by default without even having to try.
Do you help people deal with their excuses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. I mean, the biggest thing is, like, I'm a very direct person. This is why I like working one-to-one, because excuses is like the biggest thing. Uh-huh. So when you say excuses, I automatically think like that person's being a victim, because that's what it is. Again, what we're talking about is like being responsible. So there's two edges of it. There's the left side of the spectrum, which is being a victim. You make excuses. Oh, I couldn't achieve my goals because the dang economy took a hit. I couldn't do this because my business partner didn't hold up their end of the deal. But again, it's like you're losing all your power. You're essentially saying that hitting your goals is out of your control and that the external environment is what dictates your success. Like, how is that helping you? You know, Elon Musk is a perfect example. He's doing what most people deem impossible. Space travel, making it so that we can live on other planets, transferring human consciousness into AI and doing all these crazy things. Do you think he runs into roadblocks and challenges? Of course he does, every single day. But do you think he sits there and goes, oh, I can't do this, it's not possible? No, he's not a victim. He's being responsible, finds the solution. In fact, like, I hear plenty of stories of people saying that, like, he'll fire people for having this victim mentality and making excuses because he knows it's that train of thought that leads to mediocrity. And so when I work with my clients, like, I'm a very direct person. That's why I typically work with men, because I'll just, like, call them out. I'm like, dude, this is literally, like, weak mentality you have right here, and this is why you're failing to achieve your goals. And so again, lots of times it's like a process where you have to do this daily review, like, where in my day was I being a victim and making excuses? And it starts to raise your level of awareness so that you can change it the next day. But yeah, again, it's like, it's a process for most people, but again, literally can happen in an instant where you cut out that negativity, that excuse mentality. And the cool thing is, like, once you actually start being responsible, you feel so much better about yourself. You literally get to a point where you feel invincible, unstoppable. So it's just really awesome when people can actually cut that side of out of them.
I totally understand what you're saying and agree. And I believe that the audience is as well. It's invigorating just to know and to listen to somebody who has answers. And that's what you're offering. And I like that, you know, no holds barred. You're not there to pamper people or to encourage them. You're there to tell them the facts and they'll do it. Mm-hmm. And I understand also that that would be a little more difficult for some women than men to handle. And mm-hmm. But I'm sure you have women clients as well.
Yes, we have some of them. But again, I mostly run ads for my clients. Okay. So I target mainly men. But if women come to me and they need help, and I just tell them, I'm like, look, I typically only work with men because I'm a very direct person. Like, if you can handle that, like, let's do it. If you don't think, like I'm going to call you out if you need calling
right,
out. Like,
right.
I'm you're not paying me to cater to your emotions and make you feel good about yourself. Like, I'm here to help you get results.
Exactly. Like that. So anything in closing that you would like to summarize or share with the audience?
One other thing I'll say is, like, you create your habits, then your habits create your life. And so the other thing is, oftentimes people will be a little too hard on themselves, but it's like, dude, if you just get 1% better every single day, like, who you are in 1 year is going to be completely different. And then the other aspect is, like, if you feel terrible about yourself, like, good, let that fuel your motivation to change and improve every single day. Start doing the things that are going to benefit your life earlier in the day. And so the last thing I'll actually say is, like, one thing we typically do with our clients is we have them do this morning routine where you instantly get out of bed. You don't go to your phone and just go for a 10-minute run. Do that for 30 days, and I guarantee it's going to have some huge impact because it sends your mentality for the day. Yep. Instead of saying, oh, like, I'm going to lay in bed because I'm tired, I'm feeling a little lazy, you're like, nope, instant out of bed, put on your shoes and go run. After you do that run, it gives you this high, this momentum to crush your day. And so, like, literally we call it like a massive impact action because, like, it doesn't take much energy or effort for you to go for a 10-minute run, like, obviously some, but the impact you get in terms of your motivation, your productivity, and your mental state for the rest of the day is, like, priceless.
Excellent advice. I'm motivated. I don't need much motivation, so. But there are many people who do, and we're speaking to both, you know, both types of people, those who need to be pushed and motivated and those who self-motivate. So I thank you for that. You've addressed it from every angle. So thank you again for being on Never Ever Give Up Hope. I had lots of notes. We will share this in the show notes, and I look forward to some great results coming from those who have listened and heard what you shared today.
Thank you for having me on. It was nice chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to Never Ever Give Up Hope, featuring Carol Graham. Did you know that most people succeed because they are determined to? Quitting was never an option. Carol loves your comments and will respond to each one. So please subscribe and review this podcast. A rating of 5 stars would be outstanding and appreciated. Remember, if you are still here, there is always hope.